Is the Daily Wire a propaganda arm for Israel?
Learn from France, politics, culture, religion, what is the vision?
Welcome to Random Thoughts, Rayshon Blyden here. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. And this is real talk, as some would say, real talk. I really would like to know if the Daily Wire is a propaganda arm for Israel. You know, I don't remember what show or YouTuber I was watching, but I really, they brought the point home. I think it was a Pat PD, I can't think of his name right now, but what he essentially said was, they should stop pretending essentially like they're for all free speech, and they're really not. It's like he compared, he said, the Christian, there's a Christian, I can't think of C, I'm not good with the acronym, but a Christian station, basically, they're not hiding who they are. It's in the name, Christian. So the Daily Wire need to change their name, and I forgot the acronyms he used, but essentially saying that they're like an arm of Israel or propaganda for Israel. But let's go through, for those of you who live under a rock and don't know what all the hubbubaloo is, and that if you just woke up yesterday and say, why, where's my Candace? She's not at the Daily Wire anymore. What's going on? So we're going to go through this. So let's talk about all you need to know about Candace Owens, Crisis King. Which Crisis King? How is that controversial? Is that controversial or truth? Crisis King. It's not controversial. It's the truth. And departure from the Daily Israel Propaganda Wire is what I'm going to call it. But it's a hung jury because I'm clearly Christian and no Crisis King. So clearly this is a kangaroo court in my house. But Candace Owens, the controversial conservative commentator, has made headlines with her abrupt departure from the Daily Miss Wire and her involvement in a heated debate over the phrase Crisis King amidst allegations of anti-Semitism. Stop right there. If you're going to tell me that I am now anti-Semitic because I know as a Christian that Christ is King, then you need to, it's a rude awakening. You need to wake up. You're clearly not living in reality. You're not grounded in reality if you're going to sit there and look at me in the eyes and say, do you believe Christ is King? Yes, Christ is absolutely King. You're anti-Semitic. You're no better than the Democrats who tries to silence you by calling you all the acronyms that they can, whether it be, racist, and transphobic, all the rest of it. It's just a way of silencing you. So you're not going to silence me as a Christian knowing that Christ is King. You're not going to silence me. Absolutely not. In the wake of an attack by Hamas, and let me stop there. Absolutely, if Israel there in Gaza, if they're killing all these innocent people, then what do you call that? Is it a crime to call the truth the truth? What if Hamas was killing the same amount of people in Israel? Wouldn't you call that genocide? Well, clearly, you can't have you can't say that that's genocide, but because it's Israel doing it, it's not genocide, because that's being hypocritical. You're a hypocrite. But anyway, let's continue here. In the wake of an attack by Hamas on Israel on October 7, 2023, which resulted in over 1,100 deaths. Now, I want you to keep that number in mind because I want you to, in contrast, see how many deaths Israel has done in contrast to that. Israel's subsequent counterattack on Gaza has led to more than 30,000 fatalities. Do the math. And many of these people are innocent, some even being women and children. So you tell me if Candace is wrong for speaking out against it. As a Christian, a compassionate, loving Christian, you cannot excuse what Israel is doing because, oh man, you can't talk about the Jews that way, man. No, whether they're wrong or right, you got to keep your mouth shut. You got to fall in line. No, it doesn't work that way. The truth is the truth, whether or not it hurts or not. Many times you've heard people say the truth hurts and the truth must be hurting. But 30,000 fatalities, as reported by The Guardian. Owens publicly criticized Israel's military action, stating on social media, "No government anywhere has a right to commit genocide, ever." Let me repeat that again. No government anywhere, that's ANYWHERE, has a right to commit genocide, ever. That's EVER. There is no justification for genocide. There is no justification for genocide. There is no NO justification for GENOCIDE. There is no justification for genocide, whether you'd be Israel's or you'd be Palestinians, whoever it is, there is no justification for genocide, period. Ben Shapiro, Daily Wire, and the fool I forget his name, who was at the town hall, basically, I have to see if I can find it, basically telling you why she was fired because of Crisis King. While Shapiro was making the round saying that that was not the reason, boring, something boring. Oh, Jeremy, boring. Yes, him. The counterattack. And killed 30,000. This post drew criticism, with some accusing her of anti-Semitism. How in the blue moon is that anti-Semitism? They killed 30,000 people. What do you call that? Oh, you call it anti-Semitic? She's anti-Semitic now? Well, you people are just, again, you're not based in reality. You're just as bad as the Looney Tunes on the left. You're just as bad as them. You're loony. Loony, loony, loony. Loony, loony in the insane in the membrane. Insane, got no brain. So, Owen's rhetoric escalated doing an episode of her show on the Daily Unwired, where she alluded to a sinister Jewish gang in Hollywood. She's not wrong, according to the Media Matters. The conflict with Ben Shapiro, 40, a Jewish American and co-founder of the Daily Unwired, became public following Shapiro's critique of Owen's comment as disgraceful. You're disgraceful. Crisis King, you're disgraceful. You look at me, you are the disgraceful one. I can't, I'm not gonna hold back my emotions here. When I was growing up, I observed this and I was always told, as a Christian, you have to just pray for someone, even if they're speaking evil or they're speaking out against God, you're supposed to, or Christ, you're supposed to just stay silent? No. They always equate that with that's turning the other cheek. That's not correct. If someone is speaking out against Jesus Christ, knowing that Jesus Christ is King, you have an obligation as a Christian to say, "No, sir, no, ma'am, you are not correct." Whether or not you want to call me anti-Semitic or not, that's your problem. That's your problem. Anyway, I can't hold back my emotions here because it's pathetic as a Christian if you are just going to allow people to slander the name of Jesus Christ. You are part of the problem. You're part of the problem if you're going to let this Ben Shapiro... Anyway, let me calm down. Musa, calm down. Shapiro subsequently invitation for Owens 34 to quit was met with her claims of his unprofessionalism and emotional unhinged behavior, which is not wrong. I don't know if the video is here, but he was absolutely unhinged. She quoted scripture and he tried to make this make it about him. It's not about you, Shapiro. It's not about you, idiot. You idiot. Owens, who rose to prominence through her YouTube channel and as the spearhead of the Blexit movement, has been a polarizing figure. Her opposition to the BLM, yeah, Black Lives Matter movement, that's right, where they're also part of the problem. They're not about Black Lives, let's be clear on that. It's not about Black Lives, they're about specific Black Lives that further the movement of the crazy wacko left that has them there. But other than that, it's not about Black people. Not about Black people at all. And many of them enrich themselves, in fact, with mansions. The release of her film, The Greatest Lie Ever Told, George Floyd, and the Rise of BLM, which portrayed George Floyd, or said that George Floyd died from overdose rather than police restraint, has only intensified public scrutiny. Joining the Daily Unwired in 2020, Owens' connection with Kanye. Now, Kanye, this I don't agree with Kanye West. He's just. Some of the things he say make sense, but a lot of things he's just loony on. Particularly their coordinated White Lives Matter attire at Paris Fashion Week further elevated her notoriety. Owens is married to a British businessman, and I'm not going to mention, we don't need to go into all that. It's not about her husband. Both have been affiliated with the conservative advocacy group Turning Point USA. Now, let's get to the breakdown. I wanted to read the background on the point to where we got to the departure, which we are now at the departure. Owens, 34, for her polarizing views and commentary, has parted ways with the Daily Unwire, a conservative media platform that had significantly amplified her reach. The exact reasons, speaking of that, what's her name? I can't even think of her name. She had Shapiro on her show and she basically backed him up and said that she's basically with the Daily Wire and it was not a good match. What is her name? The one, I can't think of her name. Anyway, you suck as well, ma'am. Let's continue here. The exact reasons Owens' departure remain unclear, but it follows a series of public disputes with the Daily Unwire co-founder Ben Shapiro, 40 particularly over her comments regarding Israeli military actions and Jewish people. Now, let's get to Christ's King phrase. The phrase Christ's King is a central tenet of Christians' belief. Let me repeat that again. It is a central tenet of our belief, because I am also Christian, of our belief that has sparked intra-Christian and conservative debate when used by Owens online. How could this spark debate? Christ is King. Need I keep repeating myself? Because maybe You know, sometimes they say if you repeat a lie enough, you'll believe it. But I'm going to repeat the truth over and over, and hopefully it sinks in, Japiro. Christ is king. Okay? Boring, huh? Jeremy Boring? So, it sparked a debate when she used it online. Concerns have been raised that the phrase, while rooted in Christian doctrine, has been misappropriated. How has it been misappropriated by far-right groups espousing anti-Semitic ideologies? Please tell me what it is. Don't just say a statement like that and just move on to the next thing. Tell me what you are trying to say. Candace Owens' statements. She said on social media, and I think we have the Twitter here. Let's see here. Just pull that up. And right here, at Real Candace O, I recently learned that anti-Semitism is unlike any hate in the world because the definition mutates. Today's current definition seems to be a Christian defending herself from a predatory, dishonest rabbi by liking a tweet for the obvious reasons that it debunked his lies. So, we saw that. Now, let's get back to this rabbi. I think I did a show about him. This so-called rabbi. He said Owens addressed Owens addressed the accusations of anti-Semitism, particularly concerning her interactions with Rabbi Shmuley Botek, I don't care how you say his name. She defended her actions by stating that the definition of anti-Semitism seems to mutate, and we just read that in the tweet there. Now, the rabbi issue. Owens faced backlash for liking a post that accused Rabbi Shimla Malala of being drunk on Christian blood, evoking the harmful blood libel myth historically used against Jews. I like some random person on the internet who very quickly debunked the horrendous lie that I would ever send any person to threaten to murder Jews, Owens said on X. She also argued that the controversy was over her debunking of what she perceived as Shimalala dishonesty rather than any expression of anti-Semitism. Jeremy Ha Boring, CEO of the Daily on Wire, offered an explanation on the potential anti-Semitic use of the phrase Christ's King. Let's listen. I'm listening attentively. I would love to know how you spin this as being anti-Semitic. Comparing it to using a shovel as a murder weapon. It's not the tool, but the intent behind its use that matters. So, boring. Emphasize that using the phrase as a weapon against Jews, did she do that? I don't think she did. Or for political attacks, constitutes a grave misuse of God's name. The Christian response. Oh, I hear my phone. Let's ignore that. You're not going to cut me off. I am in the middle of a good thing here. So, the Christian response. Some Christians advocate for the unreserved proclamation of Christ as King, refusing to let the phrase be overshadowed by those who might misuse it. Others, such as Josh Bousset of G3 Ministries, asserted the importance of upholding biblical doctrines regardless of political potential misappropriation by extremist groups. Let's see. Comparison to Black Lives Matter. I didn't hear about this spin. Let's see what this is about. The comparison to Black Lives Matter movement, that's BLM, is about how certain phrases or slogans originally created with a specific intent. So are you not going to compare this to pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon, are you? Can be co-opted or used by different groups for purposes that diverge from their initial message. In the context of BLM, the phrase Black Lives Matter began as a campaign against systemic racism, no it didn't, and police brutality towards Black individuals. Hands up, don't shoot was all a lie. It didn't happen. However, some critics argue that the phrase has been used by various groups to push political agendas unrelated to the movement's original goal, such as promoting radical Marxism, according to those critics. Similarly, okay, here we go. Let's see what they say here. Similarly, Christ is King is a declaration of faith in Christian theology, affirming the sovereignty of Jesus Christ. However, the controversy arises when this phrase is used by individuals or groups such as far right extremists to endorse anti-Semitic views. Who? I want to know who. Or to justify others' forms of hate. In this way, the phrase is taken out of its religious context. Not Candace Owens didn't do that. So who are you talking about here? And is used for political provocation. I don't think it was, if you're talking about Candace, or to advance harmful ideologies. The point being made is that both Black Lives Matter and Christ is King can be and have been used in ways that extended beyond their original meaning. Okay, I'm going to just stop you right there. Let's get to where it says. It's just wrong. You're going to compare Black Lives Matter and Christ is King and use them in the same sentence? Are you that stupid, dumb, blind, and pathetic? Owen's situation highlights the complexity of navigating the use of powerful statements in public discourse, emphasizing the need for discernment and understanding of the broader implications of using such phrases as the intersection of faith, politics, and societal issues. As the Christian community navigates those challenges, so again, you want us to be silent? I'm not going to be silent. You're not going to silence me. You're certainly not going to silence Candace. I am not I am just a peon here on the internet. Not many people know me. But no matter where I go, I'm not going to deny Christ. Remember how they denied Christ back in the day? Rooster crowed three times. You deny me before that happened. Yeah, I'm not going to deny him. And for me to say that Christ is not King, that's denying him. And I will not. So anyway, the question or the way I started the show, I asked if the Daily Unwire is an Israeli propaganda website, and my answer is absolutely. What do you think? Leave a like, share, and subscribe, and I will see you in the next one.
Random thoughts. Politics.